Regular meeting of the Mayfield Town Council held October 9th at 7 p.m.
I'm not wearing where to do this. I really could not hear you guys this last time.
You did?
Well, I can hear you pretty good. John, you can come breathe. But I need to kind of move it around that area.
I could just over these guys and back in there. You don't want that. We don't want that recorded. Yeah. Yeah. When I get online, there's a lot of redacted.
Come right up here. I'll come around. in my argument presentation to the board, I expressed just before that, they talked about wanting to get young people more involved in government, build a desire in them to do, to get elected in their local towns and then in the same, right after that, they talked about getting rid of something like this. I don't think that they will right now, but it's a great effort, I think, for young people to help them later in life.
John and I were sitting at the table at lunch, and all of a sudden they started to decide, we didn't think about it. All of a sudden we're like, are they going to know? We're going to go to God. Yeah. Long as we're about to do.
Yeah. So, what we'd like, so if not the board, anything that you would like to say, we're going to take on this certificate. Do you have anything else to add?
Right.
What we have is a certificate for the and then also we have a couple of tickets to go to the show and a treat. So,
thank you.
Didn't they present it to you at the middle school?
Yeah.
When that happened, I think I was some other world somewhere. In the hospital. So, appreciate it. We'll move on then to public comment. Do you have?
Hello, I got a comment.
Sure.
I'm on Melinda. I'll be calling this already, but her students did a bang up job with your public awareness information now.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell her and tell her students that they did a good job.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
No, I started.
So you're talking about being a judge, talking about the little flyers that they prepared?
Flyers, yeah. There were some issues with it up on the first step. They corrected everything. The second one, there was supposed to be issues with it, and I thought it. And he thought it turned out to be wrong.
Anybody have anything else? Good battle. Okay, we'll move on to the super minutes. And review those. We need to. Mike, on that legal project for the park, nobody has anything started to go on that?
I'll follow up with the
Second.
Second, approving the minutes. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And bills. Any other discussion? Do a roll call vote in on that, Mike?
Aye.
And
aye.
Aye. So what he's referring to is that I thought maybe you could have taken some sort of water. Yeah, I could run.
Preoccupied, but it's probably in your face. or if it's happened, it's notified. That's true.
It'll kind of be weird if we focus now on doing a new project. Just one other thing, I haven't wanted to, like, but I really feel it's important that we do that emergency response plan. We've got to have that. And if they can't include that in our thing, can we maybe pay them a little extra, look at what the cost would be to have that in place? Because then they should do it on everything, springs or... Isn't that what it is, kind of an emergency plan for the water?
Yeah,
Are good, so we're fine on those, and if, yeah, everybody said so, I'll go ahead and get out all these notices to everybody, and I'll just put my phone number on the list so that Captain won't be my word, but yeah, so I will attend that, and
Melinda.
So I'm looking at, and I had my file on here with the letter, but I must have created it on my work computer. So for the, for the, have you looked at the letter and then going out without the visit? Catherine did send me what? Other people in the area. We've got about $50. Most council members are being paid $50 a month. And then there's about 150 for, we look at Wales, we look at Redmond, at Centerfield. Yeah, that was my. So, I'm again just concerned about the pay raise amount that I was looking at to begin with. And I'm thinking more if still going with the same system of like tracking hours and $25 an hour for council members and for the mayor, but reducing that to 3 hours a month for council members instead of 4, and reducing to 200 a month for the mayor, which would be $25. So that still is more than what our counterparts are doing, which might raise some eyebrows. But again, my premise going up to the town will be that if we can get council members to come in with very clear job responsibilities and a proactive attitude that they need to put in 3 hours of work for the town, I think that we'll get council members that will be, you know, that will take their job seriously. So, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm open to feedback.
Currently, we get, FYI, we get paid quarterly, and the council gets
$95 a quarter every 3 months, and the mayor gets $150 every month. So, significantly lower than what other people have. And this is just raising it a little bit above what council size are, but again, I don't think it's that far above. But I'm thinking more on the green.
So this is something in the news that we're calling that also operating costs. We are going to play our
So, and I also wanted to include in that like job responsibilities so that we can put this out to town in the letter, and hopefully if people in the future wanted to run for mayor or run for town council, they would understand the job responsibilities for each of the council members. So should we have just a second?
Can I ask feedback here? We're trying to figure out how to get more people to run. They have such a low number every time. So Linda's done a lot of work to try to figure out if, for me, it wouldn't have made a big difference, the money, but the time would have saved a little bit. But not that it's a lot, but just that some months I can and some months I can't. Yeah, so I can see it being either way, but just your guys are not saying you have to run, but just saying what feedback, how do you think, is that really helpful, or are there other things that we can do?
I don't think that we're doing this much of a defense, but for most people it wouldn't, it's not
yeah.
I think we've gone, especially if it's only 3 hours a month, but it's still a time commitment. It's being committed to coming to the meetings, to doing it, the things that need to be done, and following up on things. And I'm sure you guys are just as busy as we are. So kudos to you guys for at least putting in the time and the effort to help our town. And, you know, maybe someday that'll be good for all of us. But
Well, I'm specifically talking about
when they're back in the prison camp, by two people.
Your job is to fix problems in their lives, and I think you should say
So, can I give you my email and everything? You don't have it? You got it? So, if you can do that, because we need to go out and email the town letter. And I'll send it. It's similar to what I read. It's not a lot of changes, but I'll send you that letter and just make sure. And it will be signed for me, but, you know, make sure that you're comfortable with all the information.
Some of the things that we do are probably a lot of things that we are not legally or not statutorily required. Really, the only thing that's required is that you come to council meeting and help make decisions and, you know, revoke the responsibilities that we're giving up, so to speak, are kind of. It's something we decided to do a number of years ago to split up, you know, the responsibilities and because it helps our town a little bit and helps, you know, with the soul.
Well, I think if we're happy, you guys can come on the council and we're happy to keep you going. I mean, if we need to call them whatever type, but they should know that, like, you decide to be planning and zoning, you're on the planning and zoning board. You're going to those meetings every single time, and you're, you know, responsible for any planning that might happen with it. You know, stuff like that. So, even if I don't want to say in the letter, all you have to do is come to me and vote.
I'm just clarifying that because,
yeah, well,
at the same time, you know, we want the people to be respected, you know, we want you guys to be involved and the mayor to be involved and doing things. That's why we want, you know, to in public service, you know.
Would you call it like common breakdown of responsibilities or common ask?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Okay, the second thing is to get some approval by the Elder Minister too on what PR group would like to do next. So I ended up creating this assignment similar to what my other assignments are, so they all have like a budget and everything. And our charge is the same for the thing, but this will work. This is just, I know Brandy read it.
Yeah.
So what we'd like to do is print out in color the flyers that went out, actually has like a color background all the time through the title. So, and have some of those in the town hall so that when people move in, they can have that as a copy. And then also this one, which is just about that. And it's a two-sided flyer, colored, and looks nice. And then, have that available. The back low one, maybe just have it in the home for people who are interested. But there's a PR campaign this month to really highlight that flow, and it's something that the town can do every year at this time of year. So, like, we draw in attention to the Black backflow area or issue. So, well, no, what they were going to so they've got a couple of things that will have to be purchased for it, like a skeleton and hose, a toilet seat, and a, like whatever that valve is that you need. And then they would put it together in a display out here with some flyers. So they've got a good poster that goes with it, and then some flyers that people can take. And have it up the month of October, and then at the Comfort Street, have somebody take it and they will actually go through the front of the street with the display, and they've got lights in the back of the hood and stuff, and then hand out candy to the kids and flyers to the dance about that book. And what it is to get a list of houses that you think might need to have a special little drop of candy if you think, if you're suspecting there's a problem. And so they could just go down those streets and drop it off so it doesn't look targeted, but we can make sure that we get.
Well, you know, it's certified test, it has to be have somebody come in and actually do it.
So that's what they were just going to drop off the tool sheet with the flyer that says, hey, you need to do it. You know, so this is what the flyer looks like. It's a,
just a reminder.
So this will go up to the town hall, and then there's like, what is that quote? Why did it occur? How to solve the problem? And you saw this one too?
I have.
Okay. There's this language. So you could give them the problem that one that has more
decision information, or you could give them something to go out and do. So if you're looking at a budget, you can give out $100.
And if the town doesn't want to do it, I
actually have access to the funds to do it
very quickly. But,
you know, the town can do it. I like the idea of the town and 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 the from their estimates, it looks like about 125. It goes more than that. Are we okay?
I'm kind of down on it. We were going to have a stand on this.
On the motion, on the funds, approved funds, on the original.
No.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
So I just want to know if you want a reimbursement. I'll just buy it and get reimbursed.
I don't have to do it to the
Yeah, it probably does. I didn't read all that. And I only printed out one section. There's a lot of stuff on the site.
Anyway, I just wanted to ask you
that. Anything
else, Karen?
No. We have continuing issues as far as, really, we need to be discussed.
So, did we talk about Steve Larson sign? Do we? Okay.
I remember that one. Elvis, explain that to me. Steve Larson said, you guys block that little bit of my house and everybody go down to there and out.
But
I'm not impressed
that I will, but they can be open. When you had the scout there, you block it off to where they can.
Why do you think we really got to know out that there? Is this really different road?
There's always been roads, and there's always been access there, and the people that own the property up there, they do use that, but...
I think Bruce Marie is lying up there,
I don't know what to tell you. How busy farmers are, they don't always put up the gate and they don't take it in.
And he just wants a sign that doesn't allow that, so people won't drive in there and then have to turn around.
You know, I don't have a problem with no sign in there, but I also have a issue if Murray comes down here and he goes down and checks on the citizen lady's house every day that it's been watered on because she's not there and he's just a friend and he's afraid of the sprinklers not shutting down. So he drives down the main highway, and it'd be a lot easier, and I got to that too. Why not have that gate open because the fence is open? It's not me. It's Doug Weldon who has got it locked out for his town. But what could actually happen is once the cat leaves, you should go down there and take the gate and put it back down and have it so it is open. Elton, does he not have a fence? Is there a need to be? Why does he have to walk it off of the gate? Well, he puts a scout there and they don't have a higher fence, but shouldn't there be a fence? Because it's an established right of way, and it is. Who thinks that there would be a fence, then he would have an access through his gate, and he wouldn't be any traffic on there. Yeah, right. You don't have a lot of fence. I'd be convinced that's your house and see your fence.
Yeah.
Country and came someplace else.
send a letter what we're going to call them to do the paper. Tell them to do the
paper. Oh, so you need a bigger sign. No, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, you say right away, that's so it's not a street that we own, that we maintain or anything like that.
It's just been an access for land. I mean, the access.
So, how can you put a money on it then? So the road that he wants on is just that whole road we do just right the right now. He just wants the right that they on right on the road in.
Just that no house Peterson's
place.
Yeah.
So that is
what they say. Oh, he's on the
any motion on that one or the
well,
okay.
I called Eric because Sue Anderson called me the other day and he was concerned about the phone with my previous name was more about it. And what it is where the telephone call was it collapsed, what they called. So he said we're gonna do the church, he will come and fill that in and take care of it for us. But then there was a thing I was talking to Brendan and we talked about the role where they've been and I called him and he said that he doesn't know Phil Francis, but in my part it's a little bit, but Phil goes in just went over by town.
I actually have somebody coming to do that within the next week. We're going to leave asphalt in my driveway. I'll take care of it.
Perfect, and they're going to leave.
Yeah.
But Friends call mine because it's always easier to get from 5 feet. And we also asked him to suggest that he would do the one roof, that new home that's been in Christopher's old station after or whatever, that we're doing like really, because it's been months, and then we didn't have the time. So if we could get that one done before they did it over here, maybe more than we do. That
would
probably do
it,
but it wouldn't be a
whole
lot. But that's another
thing that
we get those
days. Well, the issue is when they come to do the church parking lot, because they have the asphalt and all the stuff, and if we can, even if we have to pay, you know, to fix our street somewhere, it's a lot, it'd be a lot less than having a company come back another time and bring all the
are you just talking to where the general road comes like mine?
Yeah.
Do we have, does the city have a little dump truck?
Like yeah.
$30 to pick up a whole truckload of asphalt. I'm just saying. So it should be done.
That's why
so the place in the back there.
The guy will do it because they can do it next
spring. Yeah, it's then they'll build that up.
But anyway, I just
want
to make sure that I go over the right time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have one other question.
Yeah.
So I just went to drop them off at the bus stop, which is right in front of the street. And that road is coming in, you have to yield to the traffic coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sign for that. That's where
you
just really
have to know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we really got in an accident. So, you know, I know that, but I just would need something right there that says, like, yield to oncoming traffic or something.
You have another one?
You got two trees here on the north side, you got two trees there on the east side. You really have to take a small careful one and watch.
Yeah,
not a watch.
You have a great sign
or
something
there.
Or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on. Anything else?
Any of the road stuff? Yeah, you got one.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have
to. Oh, okay.
But I'll wait.
Yeah.
Last meeting we talked about meeting the meeting before Mike brought in a RFP from EcoLife about possibly taking over maintenance of our landscaping of our cemetery park and so forth. And we had another discussion, and I talked to Travis about Mr. Good.
Travis, yeah. Sir.
In follow-up to that, I recently had Donald up at Major Cities and Towns meetings this last week, and was able to talk to David Church from the lead about if we could, because we're kind of between a rock and a hard place right now at the end of the year to help us get things taken care of that we need to for winter. And I was wondering if there's a way, while we work on a proposal, maybe to put out, if we want to get some bids from whoever would like to bid on taking on that maintenance role. It's going to take time. And so I was talking to Mr. Church about if there's a way we can hire a contractor without having to put it out to bid. I'm talking too long, I'm getting out of breath. So anyway, yes, we can. Local contractor we can hire without having to put it out to bid, so to speak, you know, negotiate whether we need to with that contractor, which we're talking about EcoLife. So if we were to come to terms with that, and probably the rest of that information, I probably want to talk about in a closed session, when we start talking about money, before we would make an offer, if that's what we decide to do. But I do know that we're at the point where I'm going to propose that we actually, if we can come to an agreement with people like that, they come in and help us for the rest of this year get things back in order, especially the cemetery. And then at some point in there, make a decision whether to, whether to open it up to other companies or so.
After our first RFP, I realized when you got back to me that there were some things that we didn't realize needed to be included in there. First of all, I'd like to apologize. I don't normally come to city council meetings dressed like this. I wasn't planning on it. I was installing some sprinklers, and Mike just got me a text message. We have these for him to pick up, and we both forgot to get it to him. So what I've included in here are additional things, additional services: managing the water, turning the report in, cleaning the restroom. And then I just gave you a list of different certifications that we do have from certified people. So a couple things I want to be really clear with it. This is new to us to do like a labor-only kind of contract. And I also want to be really clear that just one of our Walmart contracts is more than this. So I live here. I want the city to look great. I think it can look great. What I'm offering is to have our team come and help the town look great. I've tried to get Brandy at her house a few times, but I'd like her to know that if you would want to join our team, we would love that. we just need all the help we can get, and we just, you know, pay her for that. But a few advantages, I think, to hiring a contractor. Number one is, we're easy to fire. If they're not doing their job, they don't perform, you don't pay. So right off the bat, that's kind of a win situation for the city, in my opinion. You know, if we can draw up a contract that says, this is what's expected of you, we don't meet those expectations, you get rid of it. Second thing is, we carry a really huge liability insurance policy, so we can write Mayfield in as on that policy as additionally insured. So we can assume a lot of liability for you. I looked into the water, as far as like maintaining the water. That may be a gray area on our insurance, but anything else that's done, our insurance can take that, so that can save you a lot of money. There's no retirement, there's no benefits. It's a huge thing. So, like the mayor said, I also looked into some things because I see these advertised often. They're called a sole source advertisement, meaning a contractor has already been selected. So I called on those to the state and said, I see these advertised. What does that mean? It just means they've selected someone that they want to use, and somebody else wants to jump in, they can come and make a proposal as well. So maybe the word sole source could work for you. Like I said, it's new, because we're talking about using some of your equipment, some of our equipment, but using our team, it's new, and I'm sure you have a lot of questions, and I'm open to discuss any of those with you if you have some things. It's a new thing.
Something I noticed that wasn't on here is like snow removal.
Yeah.
Is that something?
Yes, and snow removal should be included in there. If it's not, I apologize, because we're planning on snow removal.
It is right here.
Oh, okay. Do we water connection
light? Water connections, we definitely can dig. I just had a question on that. Right? So if it's like a hot tap, we'll still provide all that material, right? So let's say we do a hot tap and we put on a meter set. We're capable of doing that, have the ability, but you just buy all the parts and we provide the labor, right?
Yes.
My concern with retaining the water is
the
I want somebody here that I can call and say, I need to go
for
the dinner. I had a grand
yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want somebody here that reads every month. I don't want 10 different people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally understand where you're coming from. And that's why we would hire Randy if he'd be willing, or we could work something out, or a Randy, or someone like that, or myself. If you know what I'm saying, you would get a better team. So we have a lot of maintenance contracts, and we have a person that's over the maintenance contract. We have a great office staff. So if you call our office, hey, if they Travis, which it would be, obviously, I would want me to, right? So you call the office, hey, I need to talk to Travis. I'll say right here for me. Or you can call me directly on my cell phone. But that's how it works. So if a guy, if Matt is in charge of one, he gets that call, and we did that because you've got to realize, we deal with a lot of broken sprinklers or backflow preventers. We've got to be able to respond quickly because we've got water running down the street, they're running in, and it doesn't look good. So we have the ability to respond quickly.
Well, that's why I like having them like call, but make sure he was there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. But,
so
you know.
That
was my question too, like emergency response. What other types of emergency responses have we in the passenger van for?
Water line.
All things that we can provide, we provide for other properties. We maintain, I think the last I looked, 133 commercial properties that each life maintains from the point of the mountain. We have two of Beaver, so from Beaver to the point of the mountain, we take care of those. So response time, I can understand your concerns. You know, our office is in Beaver. I live in Mayfield. I can respond to those things quickly. This isn't like a huge contract for me. I just want it to look better. I'm being really honest when I tell you that. Like, I just think it could be better.
But, so. I mean, do you really want to have a water fire, or do you want us just to keep ready and let her do the water?
definitely something we can negotiate with. But now, when you're talking water, are you talking like the monthly readings and the reports? I added a price to there, and that would be getting certified. So me getting certified to do that. Whether we take that or don't, I really want your maintenance because I think I can make it look great.
The water part, that's the only thing I have reservations that would like, probably would like two fast, two brandy under, you know, with us and to do the
terrible. I think that's fantastic.
If we can put in a meter, or for example, to go with the meter, we have, you know, same lines right now, so we have some meters closer to the surface, so the knowledge to do it means to let the radio read will work. So we can call on people that to help with, you know, the part.
You're talking about passing snap balls, the things we do all the time. So, some of our contracts, I mean, we provide everything, so this is really different. It's just different. And I get that. And I guess if you're willing to just try it, we can always communicate and talk about, hey, this isn't working, or this is working, or are you doing this? And we can look through those things. But if someone else can take the water, fantastic, that's great. We just want the place to look good.
What about routine maintenance?
So
materials would come from other.
Materials are going to come from you. But I know we're going to get into a bunch of this stuff, so I'm going to want to use like our own spray equipment. We're just volunteering that. We're giving that up. You know, we're coming to do it. We want to. There's going to be some times where we're just going to have some communication, like the service, you know, the gearbox went out on the walker mower. That happened. So we replaced the walker mower, or the gearbox. The gearbox was $312 when it turned into a receipt, you know, it's just how we have to figure it out.
Right.
And it's new. It's kind of a figure out process. I get that.
I have one other thing, and I don't know that this is even possible, but we need a zoning enforcement in place. And a lot of what you want to do is we've got to have, I love it, if we're looking at creating a water master position or something, we could put with that. We have to be able to enforce.
I did talk to the mayor the other day about the idea of with the county, they're going to, from what I understand, their zoning enforcement person left, so there's a vacancy, but maybe if we could put something towards that person to be able to come from the inside.
Oh, yeah, there was just Bill.
Tell me
some of the things that you face there, because like I know you mentioned backflow, so we have two people on our staff that are backflow certified to certify backflow preventers. It's a huge thing, and I'm really surprised that Santa County doesn't enforce that. I see people installing sprinkler systems all the time without a backflow preventer, and it's illegal.
It is.
And I see people that have irrigation water and culinary water, and they don't have a physical disconnect. It's against the law. It can't be done. But there's nobody enforcing that.
Exactly. So if you were going out and seeing it, having somebody that could cite it.
That's part of the natural prevention program.
Pressurized irrigation system, either be connected to the pressurized irrigation system or
the culinary system, but it has to have an RC agreement to install. And it has to have a physical disconnect. They have to be able to connect it. That's why it's only connected to one or the other. You can't have it connected to both.
Why don't you just move that piece like that?
You have to physically move the piece so you can never see. All the headstones out in 1 week, and every week it's done on the same day.
And then we look at the sensors and we evaluate that, because there's some great sensors though, and there's some not so good sensors out there. And it wouldn't take much to get it working together. And we shouldn't have to manually be turning them off, because we have a lot of technology out there that can work really well for us.
Well, I'm concerned about like the size of the road, you know, when they don't build something like that's a fire hazard.
And it wouldn't be anything for us to run a power, rather if you work a car.
We have
a bus power. We can take care of that.
I I think this is great. I think especially for looking at doing it from the end of the year, looking at things, because we're kind of busy with stuff like that.
I think it's great.
We had to do some of
the business today. Yeah. I'm not a person for that.
Because you will do like the road in the spring and you'll still lose the long road and kind of put it in the
yeah. Yeah, definitely. Those are.
I think we really need to sit down and write this down.
I think we need to look. What do you want? Right. And we really ought to look at, you know, me or Frank, or both of us coming to the meetings with you often, and then how do you tell us these are some concerns, these are some things that aren't happening, and let us give us a chance to address those. So I'm interested in doing this. I'm not interested in doing it short term. I would like it to be an extendable contract, and the only way I think I would really be on board is if I could get 3 seasons to even start with. I realize you're going to pinch and you're going to say, okay, we want to hire you, so, and I would still work through that, but I don't want to say, well, every year we're going to renew or we're going to review, because I'm just going to get things starting to work, and it's going to take some time. Does that make sense? It's just going to take some time to get everything to where we are.
Yeah.
Cemetery is going to take some time.
Yeah. Well, I think our concern is that we needed to have somebody, like, we need some help right away, like, tomorrow. So, getting an approval to, is now what your proposal was?
And my proposal is, my proposal is that, I think it's good for us to, go with the 3 year. I mean, you can always break those,
Besides, it's always like, no good. Or, hey, I quit, we should work on doing that. I will be mayor.
The cost is what I was going to counter. And I don't know the exact figure, I've got a good idea. Now, if we counter his offer of the $44,000 with what we have left in our in the budget and then salary and benefits.
Finish out work year. We put it to July 1, or so we have all the plans to get things.
Yeah. And then the budget process, then we'll have to add that much more, which it looks to be it's not going to be that much anymore. So, because we pay Ben salary and benefits to contract with him.
Yeah, I think we need to work through the Randy's position and all of that.
Right. But,
we could do something temporary so we get things
kind of just to like transfer into the Randy, but you offering benefits and all of the things that work for you.
We do ask that someone has been working for 3 years. We hired in January.
We expect to be here in December, so now imagine him.
Well, no, but Santa Claus is here.
Yeah,
this is all coming together.
I think he has a whole staff.
He does. He has a whole staff.
Coming to the Christmas party.
Yeah, Brad, do you have any questions for me? And what we're trying to do?
I
think
that
we're going to be
doing
July.
So we need someone to come and help me turn the menu and the
I think it would really take some time to just sit down like this and say, you know, what is expected?
And then do a little, you know, switch from here to there and have a
Absolutely.
Which we can do, we could, you could tentatively agree, you know, make an agreement with people like tonight and then between now and next, or next meeting, we could sit down and do that, hammer out what we need to do and how to ask them.
We can get started with all the stuff out because we blow up.
We're there.
Because it's still really, really sketchy. If we don't, if we drive the line of pressure, it saves thousands of hours of moving back to their car.
So I also just to let remind you that, you know, within the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to create out 2 of our big homes. So the town would have, the children and the general fund would have some more land available to do like this.
And really, with the back and forth, not much more than what we pay between Grandy and say, my master, for them, for those who are doing it, getting it wrong. I mean, we're 6 feet away, so. On top of that, obviously, we've got, you know, what's here. How do you decide to work with me to work on the cemetery? Turns out, so obviously, we've got some money set aside to be able to work on the cemetery. You know, I'm concerned about paying trees with our community. You know,
Well, it's like silver in it, or it doesn't go to the county, and they go to different levels of water, but they water during that time, so now that was cut off because we had the pressure, it didn't come out at all. So we had a lot of interference with other people in that, and another thing that I wanted to talk about, like, I don't know if that's an ordinance or what, like, people putting pesticides and different things up there, and all the little fertilizers and stuff, and it has really flattened a lot of crops.
We can definitely put that in the newsletter, but I think just once we got that cemetery where it's needed to do that,
yeah,
we'll
probably look at it. People are trying
to make it a little better.
I think all the parents are going to
know. I'm sure that matters
more. And I think one thing that we provided, Stephanie, we didn't care about a lot of the people.
That is a lot of money. We can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
Oh, you have a quick comment?
Any other?
Come on, different subject.
Oh, okay.
More in the second.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And your motion was to just go with?
Go with the proposal, and then with everything that we talked about.
That's exactly the reason. Like negotiate for 3 years from the end of the fiscal
year. I think what you don't want to have is in your company get looking good enough to come back and say, well, we need to put all this effort in for 1 year. Yeah, absolutely.
We're looking for long-term.
Yeah, that's the price.
Yeah.
I think we all
don't
want to have.
Yeah. So a lot of little things you might need to try it with, you know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, for many, many years, and we all know with the 7 p.m. and stuff, the main deal is a plan to be able to do recreation, night gaming, get done around 4 years. I don't know how many times that I've thought we're going to be renaming the town when we sign because we have assumed a liability that is illegal. And that is, there's an easement on town property in form of a permanent barrier. And some kid on a motorcycle or a four-wheeler hit that, this town would have a major lawsuit. And I'm speaking of the chain link fence north of the rest home that shoots down into the right way of the town. You know what I'm talking
about?
You can't put an easement on public property.
We have that because when you did that, we told him you couldn't do it. Nobody ever went.
And what is it? Tell me.
He put that hand out of the property. Oh. So every time he played and walked up that, they have to
hold him. It's illegal. So.
That was right up there. They had to say.
Just take a torch and tear that wire cut out. Say, here's your stuff. Go put it somewhere
else.
We have a war like every 30 hours, and something's going to happen. And if we're negligent, the town, if we don't eliminate that possibility of somebody getting that chance and suing the town.
Well, we have
that same
issue with all these people. Have cars
on the city. Yes, the cars removed. That's a permanent thing.
I appreciate reading that up. Any other, anything else? I'm keeping the calendar when I'm doing things and I need to get that information to you. Travis, listen to this, please. Alright. We have a tree at the park, just across from the church where they're doing it. That's dead.
Yeah.
Notice that.
You just put some trees down there on that.
Yeah, there's one on, just inside the park.
The park.
that I saw that, and I actually tried to, hoping somebody could be there, cutting to see if we could share. Verbal bid of $1,800 that was required to remove that tree, you know.
Was that dragging them down as well?
Can I propose that the young man go do it for wood for the widow? I mean, it might have cost down $1,800, we got to go up the mountain and cut the wood for two widows here in town. And I'll go to the park, cut the tree down, and have it right here.
It's okay, it's a one, and I think it is a so that's what it was. See if we can get that tree removed.
So then we have a grand stone, yeah.
So we can have it installed, it could help with that, and you're making women and your service program, you know, that it's
There still is, what's his name, south of Peterson, the first left, he's got a tree, about three quarters of wood, there's that guy's thing. He would like to come to here.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about this.
I don't know. I'm here.